This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Late Tuesday, Alabama legislators sent Governor Kay Ivey a bill to ban essentially all abortions. Last November, Alabama voted to modify their state constitution to oppose abortion. That Alabama measure sought to address the thinking that led to Roe v. Wade in 73 and essentially defined Alabama as a pro-life state. The vote gave abortion advocates opportunity to threaten court action, and there is no telling what journey the litigation could take. There will likely be numerous opportunities for lower court judges to insert even dissenting opinions to Roe. In other state news, Michigan is working on banning D&D abortions. Maine may soon compel state funding of abortion. A state Senate vote means Rhode Island will not accept radical expansion of abortion. And Pennsylvania's Senate is being urged to buck Governor Tom Wolf and pass a bill against eugenic abortions that target disabilities like Down syndrome. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
Yet another politician is embracing abortion and running for the White House. Montana Governor Steve Bullock just last week vetoed a bill stopping infanticide and now wants to be president. Planned Parenthood claims most everyone likes them, but only 14% of Americans agree to unlimited abortion. Most Americans oppose most abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.